that ye may know the way by which you must go. For you have not passed this way before. That you may know the way. Say, neighbor, that you may know the way that you shall go. Why? You have not passed this way before. If it is indeed your year of greatness, if indeed it's your year of uniqueness, that God will do something in your life that he has not done before, then, sir, you must know the way you should go. If you go the last year way, most likely you may get last year what result. So that's why he told us four things we must do. He said, in the place of fasting and prayer, those that wait upon the Lord do what? Renew their strength. In the place of worship, I don't mean praise, I mean worship. We call it private worship. In a place in your house, you can worship God for an hour or two. And you bring down that presence. And you and God begins to communicate, communion together. And you hear clearly that you may know the way you should go. In a place of confession of God's word, Hebrews 3 verse 1, is the apostle of our what? Our what? In a place of confession of God's word, that you must know that this year you must do a lot of what? Confession. The testimony of our faith is what God has done or what God is doing. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. When a man confesses, and the Lord God shall supply all my needs, that is the testimony of our confession. Say, do you have testimony? I say, yes. You say, I was in an accident and God delivered me. That's a good one, but that's a better testimony. You say, no evil shall befall you. You say, no plague shall come near where you dwell. Say, a thousand may fall where? At what? But it shall not do what? With only with your eyes shall you see and behold the what? So when they ask for a testimony, go and say that outside. You say, it's testimony. If you tell us what devil is doing in your life for 10 minutes and you tell us what God did for half a minute, something is wrong with you. You know, I travel, I have all those negative things. You fed our faith with unbelief and with fear. Your testimony is the word of God. So he said to us three things, four things we must do. Number one, prayer and fasting. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They will run, they will not be weary. They will walk, they shall not fail. Those that wait upon the Lord. And number two, what did I say? Worship. Nobody don't understand worship. Satan come on for Rudo. I get Holy Ghost. That's not worship. That is just jamboree. Praise God, somebody. Thank God for today's worship is awesome. Number three, I said what? You confess God's word. You confess God's word. You confess. Then number four, I said what? You must pray much in the Holy Spirit. Anybody pray much in the Holy Spirit. Why must you do that? You don't know this way before. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It's God's spirit that knows the mind of God. And your spirit knows the mind, the things of a man. So when you spend much time, not small time, I'm not talking about 10 minutes or 20 minutes, even not 30 minutes. Try, find a place. You know, many of us, we go for a party. Hello? When you go to a party, we first go to the church ceremony. How many hours? And you now go to the hall. How many hours? Then when you now eat the amala and you're on there, on Saturday, you go home and sleep. You are tired now. You must have spent like roughly like 6 hours. Am I right? Am I right? Can you just half it or give it one third? And say, this weekend, Spirit of God, I want to stay with you. Begin to do mangra libra ringra rolingra washlingra. Why are you doing that? You want to know the mind of God. You have not passed this way before. Those that know their God, they're not playing game. God is not a magician. You say, Olua she, Olua gbo. No! What are you doing? It's a God of all possibilities. Praise God, somebody. And it's a year of greatness. It's a year of fulfilled desires. So you must put those things, those four things I've said, at the back of your mind. And your mind is made up to do them how? With all your ability. For God is faithful. You see, this is what he said, it's your year of what? Reward. You see, what you do in the secret, God will do what? Reward you how? Praise God, somebody. So say, we have not passed that way before. So I'm saying that so you can know, get some things right. Matthew chapter 19 verse 26. Matthew 19 verse 26. Quickly. Somebody in the technical room, help us so we can save time this morning. Matthew 19, 26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, with your boss, with your husband, with your uncle, this is what? But with God, all things are what? Say, anymore, can you see that? You know, this morning when we are praying, it's good to come and pray. We began to pray here by what, 7:30. At 7:30, we are like 2 or 3 in this hour. Great. And you know, in 94 Square, they say we must pray for an hour before service. Do a night to him, he will do a night to you. And whenever I was leading prayer, he said a word that I saw someone with a what? He said, I saw somebody in a big jeep. But you are not here in that prayer meeting now. It cannot be you now. Can it be you? We are praying, and he said, I saw somebody in a big jeep where we are praying. And he's a man of God, because he saw somebody a year before in a big jeep. And that fellow, I know him very well. In my own calculation, it will take a miracle. But I saw the big jeep myself. It's a very big one. Say, neighbor, God, neighbor, mercy. No, the mercy will just rub on you, eh? Praise God, somebody. It's not a big thing for God to help, but will you be at the right place at the right time? With men, it may be difficult, but not with sin, but not with God. It's our year of what? Fulfilled desires. It's our year of greatness, but you must do what I call spiritual positioning. You can't serve God anyhow and you want the best of God. Forget it. Oh, did I see? Okay, you are working in your company. You go there when you want to go. You work when you want to work. At the end of the month, what will you collect? Reward? Okay. Okay, I've had you. Again, book of Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18. God, this morning, 9 to 14, let's be there. Genesis chapter 18, 9 to 14. You know, it's a story about the three men that went to meet who? Abraham. And we know those three men, one of them must be what? Jehovah. At least we are sure of that. If you know your Bible, am I right, somebody? Do you know the story very well in the Bible? Somebody, and we don't know, so you cannot say yes. Okay, the pastor continue here. Praise God, somebody. And they said to Sarah, your wife, so where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, here in the tent, verse 10, son, all time. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah was listening in the tent, though it was behind him. Continue. Now Abraham and Sarah were old. Say anybody were old. Well advanced in age. And Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. With men, it is what? Impossible. But with God, all things are what? Hey. I want you to put your mind on that thing that many years it seems it has almost become a closed door in your life. Say, I can continue, it makes no difference. Sarah was well advanced in age, 100 years of age. And God said, I will return to you this time next year, according to time of life. Praise God, somebody. Say, neighbor, it's your time this year. Say, neighbor, it's your time. Tap it, neighbor, it's your time this year. God is faithful. Say, so ye have greatness, brethren. Don't take small things. Raise the bar. Say, neighbor, raise the bar. A man of God, he said, there was a particular year in his life, God blessed him and he was able to give somebody a turkey. Ah, he said, a old man can give out a turkey. He said, next year I will give out a cow. He raised the bar and God honored it. Today, the man can give out a whole trailer of cow, dash it out. But he raised the bar. You tell yourself, I will be a blessing. And you name it. Oh, man, God, I don't know about you. Say, I will be a blessing. He told Abraham, Abraham, I will make you great. I will bless you. So you can be a blessing. When you raise the bar and your life was a blessed man, God will meet you at the point of your need. Tell me about raise the bar. Verse 12. Therefore, Sarah did what?
Love.
And said, after I'm grown old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord, being also old, from every human angle, it is what? Close. With men, this is what? Say, but with God. Say, but with God. Say, but with God. Say, but with God. Tap him, tap him. All this. All this. All this. Ah. Possible. Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So look at the woman reasoning now. You know, I do not go to school. I don't know who will help me. But even now, my age is against me now. Maybe 10 years earlier, it could have happened. Do you know that at 90, some kings, they are trying to toast Sarah. Do you know that? It's in the Bible. Hey, if Sister Funke knows that secret, she'll be a multimillionaire. At age 90, your father is an awesome girl. Smile, cinema, smile. Continue. Verse 13, what of time? 13 quickly. And Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I surely bear a child since I'm old? Verse 14. 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I know you know this story, but I want to beg you. When you put down those your desires, not the small one, the big one, put against it, is anything too hard for the Lord? Because at the end of this year, we will know by your life whether you are hearing this testimony or you are not hearing it. Or you just want to hear a story. Put your life there. Put those things you believe God to do in your life and put against it. Is there anything to what? He said, "And the word appointed at any more is your year of appointment." Tell four people and I five them, say, "It's your year of appointment." I five them, say, "It's your year of appointment." Tell four people, I five them, "It's your year of appointment. It's 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 your year of appointment." Ah, mama, lakalaba. Those that know me, they know this year in my life is a year of appointment. And sister Ufot knows that. There was one time she was praying and God was talking to her. I don't know about somebody else. Senebo is... And he told me what to do. He said, "Son, do this thing against next year." And I told my wife, "Some things don't just happen. You must hear divine instruction. And lay it down appropriately. See time and what? Harvest. Things of God in the world they do buying and selling. In God's kingdom, we do what? Sowing and what? Reaping." So I told my daughter, because my daughter is wonderful. This first one. When it comes to giving. So I say, one day I was praying, and God said, "See, tell her that use your faith not only to give, use your faith to receive. Because you want to be a blessing. And unless a man is blessed, you cannot be a blessing. Can you do it? You can only offer what you have. Say, I will make you great." Somebody is here this year. God of heaven will make your life great. Yeah. I'm too sure of that. But you must hear instruction. As you wait upon the Lord, as you fast, you pray, you worship, you do what? Confess God's word, and you do what again? You hear what? Divine instruction. I will open your life for what? Greatness. Then what you must hear? Well, if we were in the famine, sir, as he sowed, it makes no sense to sow in if, but because they go and sow in the land. Jacob, you know the story of Jacob. How he got the property? He had a dream and said, "Do this in this way." Somebody say this one, you have a divine instruction. But let's see the other one. It's okay, it's about time. An average Christian believes with God all things are possible. But the issue is, how do I make that knowledge a what? Reality in my life. Hello, somebody. Number three, first thing you must do this year, Senebo, seeing the invisible. You must see the invisible. There's something you must see with your eyes of faith. Can you see it, sir? I want you to know, you must take this thing very, very seriously. I'm not talking about what men can do. It's your year of fulfilled desire. What are the desires? And not a small one. Somebody was selling recharge cards. And imagine, and the pastor told him, because the man is a faithful fellow, he likes to pay his tithe. And the pastor said, "Very soon you will lay it down, you will pay tithe in seven figures." Selling what? The man just smiled, like, "Sarah, the pastor have had words." The man said, "You will soon lay it down in seven figures." And within a short time, the man wrote a tithe of seven figures. He said, "Pastor, when you are saying it, I was just thinking, you're just talking. But it's a what? Reality today." Somebody is here this morning. I speak as God's servant. You will lay it down in seven figures, eight figures. "For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." But number one, I said, you must see the invisible. Why? As we look unto him, we are changed. Second what? Corinthians 3 verse 18. What you look into is what you are changed into. When you look at your own limitation, human trouble around you, you'll be consumed with human what? Trouble. Sometimes I pity doctors. Because when they go to hospital, what do they see? They see sickness, they see. So when you talk about divine healing, they are saying, I can go heal anybody now. Yeah, look. So he told, quickly, because of our time, let's the book of Genesis 15, verse 5 and 6. Genesis 15, 5 and 6. Genesis 15, 5 and 6. Say, neighbor, seeing the invisible. And he brought him outside and said, look now towards heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. Don't forget, he was talking to a man that has no child. And he said, go and count the stars. So shall your descendant be. Somebody is here this morning. God is saying, go and count the stars. See the invisible. And what you see is what you get. In Jesus' mighty name. And he believed the Lord. He believed what he had. And it was counted to him as what? Righteousness. So can you believe God? Can you believe what this morning? Say, they told the master, which work must we do? He said, which work? He said, no, just believe me. Can you believe this morning? Say, anybody, can you believe God this morning? But number one, you must see. God has to take him out to see and to count. Say, anybody, what are you seeing? He said, okay, what are you seeing? Can you see the businesses? You see the Dubai link, Europe link, South Africa link. You just see those links. And you say, is anything too hard for the Lord to do? Can you see the greatness, man? Can you see? Say anymore, can you see? Can you see? Okay, say anymore, what are you seeing? Say anymore, what are you seeing? Can you see our new accommodation for this assembly? Can you see you just say, Pastor, don't worry yourself. I drop 5 million now. I want to drop just to help to do the work. Yeah, but can you see that? God told Abraham, I will make you great and I will bless you. Why? So that you can be what? God will never ask you to lay down in the millions if he did not give it to you first. The Israelites, when they left Egypt, they said, two from the Egyptians, the gold, the silver. Why? A time may come that he will need those things for his temple. That's why he now asks them to do what? To lay it down. And they're able to bring the gold and the silver. The money God put in your hand is not for you to be eating Mr. Biggs all the time. Latest, it used to do good. I like women, they are looking very good. They are not looking good. The women are not looking very good. They are looking very good. Since I just took at that woman, they are looking very good. Our men, thank you for men. He said, he made all things beautiful. But you must see the invisible. Then we'll see the invisible. If you can see it, then you must put it down in black and white. See the invisible. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 19. Be very, very fast. Romans chapter 4, 17 to 19. Because I will soon end of this message. Romans chapter 4, 17 to 19. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to what? The dead. Even if your business is dead, receive life in the name of Jesus. Even if the womb is dead, receive life in Jesus' mighty name. Even if the vision is dead, receive it now in Jesus' mighty name. He gives life to the dead. That's your father. and call those things that do not exist. And call those things that do not exist. And call those sheep that do not exist. And call that business that do not exist. And call that earth, whatever you can see in the visible. Make sure your mouth can say it, and it is yours in Jesus' mighty name. Who wants to do it now? Can you call some things out now by your mouth where you are seated? Open your mouth wide and call them for. Open your mouth somebody and call them forth. You call those things that be not as though they are. Those things that you have seen this year. Call them forth. Open your mouth and open your mouth. God is faithful. As you have said in my hearing, so will I do. In the name of Jesus. It's your year of greatness. Your year of honor. Your year of lifting. I will do awesome things through your life. Says God's Spirit. Call them for. He called those things that be not as though they are. He called them. You have a part to do. That promotion, that expansion, that increase, that honor. Open your mouth and call it for. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. In order to make him see the invisible, the image of his future. Tell me more, can you see it? The image of your tomorrow. Tell me more, can you see it? Tell me more, can you see it? Tell me more, can you see it? If you can see it, say, he called those things that do not exist as though they are. He moved to an estate and he saw those houses. I say, God, you are faithful. I will live here. Rahanga da bosha, that corner piece, manga da bosha. He called those things that be not as though they are. My children, they attend the best schools. He called those things that be not. Like sister in this assembly, I thought one day I would bring her here. Sister Essen, the other one just walked out. I'm a Christian. And today, as a child in what? Russia. And then I'm going to Europe by God's lifting. He called those things that be not. Mangala Bashara. Next verse. Mangalabu. 18, please. Quickly. 18. 18, verse 18. Romans 4:18, please. Who, contrary to hope, in hope he believed. They said that promotion is ended. Contrary to hope, in hope he believed. They said this year no promotion for anybody. Who was contrary to hope, in hope he what? He believed. So that he became. If he refused to believe, there's nothing God can do. Say what? Believe God. He believed. According to that which was spoken. What God said about him. And what he too said about himself. Can I say that again? Say about you here. What God said about you in this book and what you too you are saying about yourself. Say in that land, don't just say I'm sick. Why? Let the poor say I am rich. Let the weak say I am strong. According to that which was spoken, so shall your what? Descendant be. And verse 19. 19 quickly. 19, sir. Verse 19. Be not weak in faith. Anybody, don't be weak in faith. And refuse to consider your body, your education, your family background, those you know. Refuse to look at men. He refused to look at his circumstances. He refused to look at what men are saying. He said, no, not being weak in faith. Because his body was dead at 800. And the womb of the wife dead at age 90. Verse 20, sir. Verse 20, quickly. Verse 20. Being not weak in faith, he refused to waver at what God has said. Say, neighbor, it's your year of greatness. He refused to waver. He refused to fluctuate up and down. He refused to say two things, yes and no. True unbelief. What was wrong in faith? It was wrong in faith. Giving glory to God. He judging faithful who had promised that God is able to perform. Somebody say last Sunday, my God is a performer. Say, neighbor, your God is a performer. Tell four people your God is a performer. As I see the invisible, see the image of your future, see the image of the end of this year, paint a picture, put yourself in a wonderful gown, paint a picture, that check, put it in your room, see the image of your tomorrow, see that business that is expanding, just see what God can do, and put it somewhere. He went out to look at the stars, and God said, as far as your eyes can see it, Abraham, is yours. Seeing the invisible. Number two, Abu says, the miracles we need is beyond our human, the realm of senses. We are transformed to the image we behold. The woman with the issue of blood saw a picture that if only I can touch the hem of his garment. And she left her house. If what you are doing has no action, it's not faith. Tenable, if what you are doing has no action, it's not what? It's not faith. If you see it, then you must do something. You're doing, tell us you see it. You're staying at home, not doing anything, tell us you have not seen nothing. Abraham was strong in faith, complaining, rejoicing, giving glory to God. Giving what? Glory to God. For he has judged him faithful. Who had spoken? Oh, Mangala Baba Landruhangra. I see God doing your life something this year. In Jesus' mighty name. Those areas you have not crossed before. Those money your hand have not touched before. It will come your hand this year. In Jesus' mighty name. God is faithful. Number two, you must partner with the invisible. You must partner with the invisible. God has a part to play. You have a part to play. Genesis chapter 18, 1 to verse 8. I will not read that one. Just put it down. When the angels came, and God Almighty, when they were coming and Abraham saw them afar, what did he do? He ran. Say, boy, he ran. He ran towards them. I said, Master, don't pass this place without me doing what? Giving you a venison. And he called the wife. Say, bring me the what? The fatted calf. And quickly he killed it. Push. And God said, prepare this thing for who? For them. And he stood by them. What will this thing cost you? Amen. What will this thing cost you? Say, what is in your hand? That woman that the wife, no, the husband died, that widow, in debt, went to who? Man of God. And say, they are coming to carry my children. My husband, pastor, died in debt. He didn't know how to preach. You don't know how to give money. Hey, you don't know. That's the way it works. God is not a respecter of anyone. Be a bishop. If you don't know how to sow, nothing. Say, they die in debt. And they are coming for. So the man of God asks, what is in your house? You say, my house? He said, there's nothing. A little oil. Say, boy, it's enough. Say, boy, it's enough. Oh, my God. There's something in your house this hour. It's enough for that miracle.
Somebody want to ask of God one day, and they are asking for offering, and he asked nothing, and he removed the shoe, and he dropped it on the altar, and the first next year he had a BMW. Something is in your house. Partnering with who? Invisible. God is faithful. When he called Moses, go and do what? Deliver what? From who? It's like somebody calling you and say, go to US and tell Obama to do something. He said, me? And God said, what is in your hand? Say, anybody, what is in your hand? And he said, what? A rod. God said, what? It is enough. Say, anybody, it is enough. God will not ask you what you don't have. There's something in your heart. There's something in your house. God said, lay it down. You know, I told you that about people in business. I say, why don't you sow for your business? And people, they do fast food. I don't know what, we just do something. That God lays in your heart. It's between you and God, not between any man. But when you want to see the invisible, supposing Abraham has not asked them to stop and eat, what would have happened? He would have walked away. Well, they were going on a journey. And the man ran and said, no, don't, you cannot pass this way unless I bless you. So when they say this morning, I speak as God's servant, your life will be a blessing. Partnering with the invisible. Mangale Bakada Marahan Robo Sharia. There's something in your house. There's something in your hand. It is what? Enough. And when the woman laid the oil down, God multiplied the oil back unto her manifold. What is here this morning? Whatever you lay down, heaven will do what? Multiply it back to your manifold in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Number three, it may be your time, your service, I don't know what God is asking. It's between you and God. But something you must do. It's not all about God. God has his part. You have your part. Praise God, somebody. Partnering with what? Invisible. Praise God, somebody. Even it can be your song or your praise. Jehoshaphat. They are going for a war. What do you ask them to do? Bring me song what? Leaders. To do what? To lead a what? Army. Can you see that? They say, go to Maiduguri, Boko Haram. And they say, go and be doing singing. I have a very big God. He's always by my side. A very big God. Will you go? Say, will you go? Say, will you go? Even you want to go, where are you going? He said, God told me to pick song. He said, why don't you say behind? You want to see the invisible. You must do the impossible. It may be only your song in the night. And you must hear clearly. Believe God, your God, you will do what? You will do what? Believe God, you will be what? Believe his prophets and prosper. Say this year you will prosper. I don't know the level of your work with God before, but this year I believe I speak as God's servant. Your life will be a wonder to many. Say, neighbor, my life will be a wonder to many. Say, neighbor, my life will be a wonder to many. Say, neighbor, my life will be a wonder to many. 800, every hope gone. But his life was a wonder to many. Partnering with the invisible. And the last one is what we call it. Receive the what? Impossible. Praise God, somebody. We talk about the story of Mary. When the angel appeared to Mary and said, he brought the good news. All the good news.
Luke 1:38. Fast. Let's go there. Luke 1:38. Luke 1:38. Be very fast, please. Luke 1:38. Mangala bosha rendorosha. Hallelujah. But he said, behold, read for the next verse, 37. We can know the stories. 37 first. 37 first. For with God, nothing will be impossible. 38 now. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be unto me according to your word. Praise God, somebody. Receive the word impossible. Say, how will it be? Say, the hand of the Lord will come upon you. And that holy thing I shall come out of your own loin shall be called the child of the highest. How will this thing be? Knowing I know not a man. Let it be unto me. How? According to your word. Say, anybody receive the impossible. Anybody receive the impossible. Be on your feet. Tell four people, say, receive the impossible. Let it be unto me. Anybody receive the impossible? In Jesus' mighty name. Please, where you are standing, I want to have a picture. Please be on your feet. Don't sit down now. We want to pray some few prayers. You need to remind yourself the awesomeness of God. Christ is your life. All things that pertain to life and godliness, he has given to you. He has called you out of darkness to his marvelous light. Say, you will be a praise on earth. Anybody, you are a praise on earth. You are not for shame. You are not for sickness. You are not for defeat. You are not to be pitied. Among men, men must envy you. As he saw in the land, he became great. He moved forward. He was greater. And what happened to him? Philistines, what? They envy him. Tell about men, we envy you. Don't forget, your God, an awesome God. The God that parted the Red Sea. Same as your father. The God that made sun to stand still, made water to come out of the filthy rock, pulled down the wall of Jericho with a shout. That is your God. Mangala Urash. I want to have a picture now. See the invisible. Partner with the invisible. And receive the impossible. No. For your life can never be on the same plane this year in Jesus' mighty name. I am moving forward. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I am moving forward. In the name of Jesus. I am going higher. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I am going higher. We are going higher. In the name of Jesus. You set your face like a flint, brethren. You are speaking God's word. I am moving forward. I go higher. things get better this year. These are fruitful. I don't know what you have seen. I am going forward. Move on now. We are going forward.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Things are getting better.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Things are getting better.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh yes, hallelujah.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen.
Holy man need to say yes, Lord. Open your mouth, somebody. Abraham believed God. It is your year. It is your year. Your life will not remain the same. I speak as God's servant. You will be envy of me. Men will look at your life. And they will thank your father. Mama, maragabada. You will lay down in their millions. In the name of the Lord. It's your year of reward. It's your year of honor. It's your year of glory. Mama, ragadabosha. Open your mouth, somebody. As we have said in my year, how we do. You are not a beggar. You are for sickness. You are for glory. You are for health. Oh my God, the best in the land. The best in the land. Best of earth. Best of what? Best of your best. Oh my mama. Oh my God, your home is peaceful. Your life is fruitful. Your business enlarge. 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 In the name of the Lord. Open your mouth, somebody. Believe God by no level. Believe God by a lift. Believe God by a promotion. Believe God. It is possible with your God. All things are possible with me. It is so with your God. All things are possible. You are married this year with your God. All things are possible. You are fruitful this year with your God. All things are possible. In no school, you are not this year with your God. All things. Ah, la 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 the new accommodation, the new jeep, it is possible. God promoting you, it is possible. With me, it looks tall. Or with your call, all things are possible. Yala man, is there no day? Is there no dawn? Is there no lifting? Is there new honor? No, 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 it's a year of favor. Elegant American Manalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal last Sunday in the house of our God this year. Your home is fruitful. Your home is peaceful. Your children, they serve God. Your children, they know God. Your children, they walk in the power of God. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. He that will serve me, they will live their life in prosperity and live their years in pleasure. You are here this morning. God says, if they will serve me, they will live their life in prosperity and live their years in pleasure. If they will serve me. Every head bow, every eye close. Have you encountered this Jesus? He wants to live, he wants to help you to live your life in prosperity, your years in pleasure. So I made you, not you made yourself. I have a plan for your life. purpose for your life. Please, every head bow, every eye close, please. You say, Pastor, I'm here this morning. I'm not born again. I'm lost in sin. I'm bound by sin. I've struggled, I've tried. I want to receive this King of Peace. Jesus is his name. He died in your place to make your life whole, to make you complete, to honor your life, to make you a name on heart. That's why he came. I have come and you may have life and have it in abundance. The life of God is available this morning. Holy Ghost is here, brethren. Say, I knock the door of your heart. Say, Pastor, I come to church. I know you come. Are you born again? Are you free from sin? Is your name in the Lamb Book of Life? Are you free? Are you free? Oh, Mangala Bush, please, I want to beg you, please, brethren, listen carefully. He said, I'm giving you a chance this morning. And it's all about you and me. What you want to do with this call? But I'm here to help you. To set you on high, to make you a prison heart. That's why I died. Yeah, I know you come to church, but are you free from sin? Are you born again? If today is a pastor, oh my Lord, I want to start afresh with you. It's a new year, first son in a new year. Please put your hand on your chest and raise your other hand up. It's between you and God, not with any man. I want to beg you this morning. Put your hand on your chest and raise your other one up. Let God know you mean business. Let God know you mean business. Anyone here this morning, it's about you and me. Say, I will showcase you. What you do in the secret, I will openly reward you. Oh, Mangala Bosh. Anyone want to do that? You know yourself and God knows you. Today's a day of salvation. Today's a day of salvation. Today's your day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. You are here. Say, son, tell her. Tomorrow may be too late. Today is calling you. Don't add in your heart. I want to beg you. Tomorrow may be too late. Today is your chance. Say, I love you with an everlasting love. I'm knocking the door of your heart. Don't add in your heart. Don't be too familiar with me. Or you are here this morning, say, Pastor, I want to receive the gift of Holy Spirit. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. Please just come. Anyone? Be very fast. You cannot serve God in the arm of flesh. Anyone? Receive the gift of Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in new tongue. Anyone? I want you to raise your hand this morning and just thank your Father. Thank you, my friend. Anyone else? Born again? Holy Ghost filled? Tongue talking? So serve God. It's a new year. You cannot serve him the arm of flesh of last year. It's a new day in your life. Today is saying the altar is free. Those that serve me, I will honor. Raise your voice to your Father this morning. And tell him, Lord, grace to serve you. I receive the honor, the grace, the help, Mangalamosha. Yabakadamosha. And I will serve you in health, in strength, in prosperity, in abundance, in joy, in peace. My home is peaceful in the name of your raise your voice, Mamangadara, Mangadaba, Ravandregadabo, Boshalira, Andre, Indre, Vramamarahal. Say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, if any man will come, he will not cast away. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for my sin at Calvary. Today, I confess him as my Lord and my Savior. Jesus Christ, come into my heart. I receive you now. I'm born again. I'm free from sin. I'm not your child. In Jesus' mighty name. Raise your hand to your Father in heaven and just thank him for this year. Seeing the invisible, partnering with the invisible, and receive the impossible. I'm sure your things, you have put down those things and you have told God there's nothing too hard for you to do. You see the invisible, you partner with the invisible, and you receive the impossible. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray for your people. If add your word, and Lord, you are faithful in their life this year, you will do awesome things. There are signs, there are wonders in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, as they have seen clearly, I be performance in their lives in the name of Jesus. May we envy this life in Jesus' mighty name. They will walk with you in honor. They will serve you with all of their strength. And the peace of our God will be revealed in their life. They will know you and the power that raised Christ from the dead in the name of Jesus. Their home is blissful. Their home is blissful in the name of Jesus. Their seed are mighty in the land in the name of Jesus. This year, things will be easy for you. Things will be easy for you. We will make money easily in the name of Jesus. No struggle. No struggle.